Let me explain.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
It will all make sense, I promise you, why there's milk talk and cows in boots of cars and all that sort of stuff. It is because, of course, I have Louise and Mark in this morning from Haybridge Creative. No. But it would appear that apparently someone's car smells of milk, which is having a rather detrimental effect to one half of this duo in this morning. We'll talk to them more about it in just a minute's time. They've come in to talk about Billericay Hour, of course, not about putting cows in cars. That would be weird. Although we can talk about cows and cars if you really want to, I don't mind. It's totally up to you. No, we'll talk about Billericay Hour. That's what we're here for, so that's what we'll do. Welcome to the working day. Pretty reckless and heaven knows for you. 9:08, Tuesday morning. You're with the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. I'm Rob. That's Mark. That's Louise. We'll chalk to them. Chalk to them? We'll chalk to them. It's like talking and chatting together. And it forms some sort of device which enables you to write on a whiteboard. No, blackboard. Oh. I just want to throw this up there now, right, straight away. Your schools, did you have blackboards in your schools? I remember they had a few, and then they started transferring over.
Both, I think. Yeah,
both. Bit of both, wasn't there? It's weird. I don't know why they got rid of them.
Now they're computerised.
Oh, it's all digital, isn't it? It's all digital. It's all gone high-tech, 21st century and all that stuff. 13 minutes after nine. Unlucky for some. Actually, pretty lucky for me, to be honest. 13. Well, no luckier than 7 or 106, 44, or anything else. But there we go, just throwing it out. It's a bit of info for you. Ever appear on Wheel of Fortune and you get a question about what lucky number of mine is, you'll know not to pick any one of those.
Getting to know you.
I don't know what I'm going on about. I really don't sometimes. You're chuckling away there. You're thinking, I've no idea what he's going on about either. What's this to do with us? It's nothing to do. Honestly, it's just words falling like down a staircase in my mind. Out of my mouth into the microphone. Morning, Mark. Morning, Louise. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. You?
Good. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Very, very well, thank you very much. I'm very polite. Are we okay this morning? We teed and coffeed up. We've made it on time and I see no pancakes.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It's not pancake day anymore.
I know, but I have written confirmation from you, which I may have made up, saying that you'd bring pancakes.
I think I actually suggested that there would be pancakes involved.
Oh, hang on a minute. So it's now my job, is it, to bring the pancakes?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. As the host.
In which case, I have failed. So I'm clearly not the hostess with the mostest. Anyway, listen, Mark and Louise are in this morning to join us from Haybridge Creative, where you both work, because you have essentially started an idea, which has become a thing.
Yeah.
And this thing has now grown to be an actual event. So this idea was what? What is the concept behind hashtag Billericay Hour?
The concept is basically getting businesses to network, kind of promote themselves in a designated time online, basically.
Which is a Tuesday afternoon
at 4 to 5
for an hour.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So that was the idea.
Yeah.
Get people connected. The idea became a thing because you just started it and got people talking. And every Tuesday afternoon, you go online and search for hashtag Billericay Hour. You'll see lots of local businesses in Billericay and some slightly outside Billericay as well, kind of joining in.
We're not prejudiced to just Billericay.
No, of course not. It's about kind of just supporting the local, isn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Lots of people tweeting each other, getting involved, letting everyone know what's going on with what they're doing within their business, if they've got any little promotions coming up
and
spreading the word.
Become like a little community, really. People just chat now as well.
So a kind of online community,
which is
what I guess Facebook and Twitter is all about.
Exactly.
Connecting people in a social sense, but digitally. Now, obviously, you didn't want it just to be a digital thing, something on Twitter. You wanted it to start there and grow.
Kind of evolve, definitely.
Yeah.
I think being on Twitter is like one thing, but you've kind of got to take it offline and into kind of real life. I think that's when it becomes more successful and that's when business starts to happen, really.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you can't do business without having a customer sort of relationship, can you?
Yeah.
I guess. So what you've done is you've taken this concept of this hour on a Tuesday from 4 to 5 and you've turned it into an actual event.
Yep.
Which I guess is what you're actually here to talk about and tell us a little bit more about. Because I know you mentioned this last time you came in. You were saying how you've got this idea to put together an event where local businesses come together and put their things on. they do their things on, you know, and they get dressed. Obviously, they're not coming in the nude because it's no one's birthday.
Not that kind of event.
No, that would be weird. But no, they come together and sort of show off what they do, I guess. And
yeah,
that's what this...
Yeah, it's a space for people to kind of get together, discuss business, kind of show themselves off, yeah.
It's going to be nice for you all to meet.
Yeah, exactly. We've been talking online.
Putting Twitter names to faces.
Yeah.
As well, I guess, because a lot of the time you tweet each other, but
you don't know who's behind it.
You have no idea, so...
And it'll be a good opportunity for people to come down, meet all of us, and have a chat about their business needs.
Yeah, see if we can help
talk
them
about websites and...
Yeah, because that's what you guys do, isn't it?
Yes.
At Heybridge, you do sort of design and marketing
design,
and things like that as well
media,
for people.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
And if a small company wants to start, say, like an e-commerce website, or they want something that's responsive that fits mobile phones or iPads and things like that, they can come and speak about talk to someone that knows a bit more about it and can push that forward on their business. So
there you go. So if you've got an opportunity, you've got a little business idea going on, or maybe you are already running a business and you want to expand a little bit with a more of a digital kind of media, then the Heybridge Creative guys are the people for you. And that's where Mark and Louise come in. So we'll talk more about what's actually happening at this event and when this event is in just a moment. Did you know today is World Plumbing Day? World Plumbing Day. Oh. It is. Not just some like silly like, oh, it's Plumbing Day. Celebrate plumbers. Let's all go to the cafe until 10 a.m. and eat a full English breakfast and four cups of tea. No, it's about just celebrating the world of plumbing.
But if the plumbers want to celebrate, they can come to our event and we can have a new National Plumbing Day.
Oh, like you did there. You spannered it in. You literally spannered that one right in there. I like your style. I wanted to celebrate World Plumbing Day with a song, and I was trying to think, there's not really any songs about plumbers or plumbing or stuff like that. There's not even really any songs about toilets or baths. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing. But I did find something that I think fits it absolutely perfectly. But a Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. Boilers, get it? Oh, never mind. Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water for World Plumbing Day. So if you're a plumber and you're listening right now, you and me, R-E-S-P-E-C-T from me, that's what you've got. Because I tell you what, I've worked as a labourer in my past, okay? Not in a past life, but in my past, I've worked as a labourer with a chippy, and I've worked alongside some plumbers. And I tell you what, you guys are true, true warriors. Because you wouldn't catch me installing toilets. Not in a month of Sundays. Just wouldn't do it. Would you do plumbing? I mean, yeah, because, there's glamorous sides to it. You know, you might get to fit a really expensive bathroom suite, but then there's got to be the bad sides to it. You know, come out and unblock a toilet.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's for me.
It's not for everyone, is it?
No.
So a bit of R-E-S-P-E-C-T for the plumbers that stick at it. They know their skill. Right, anyway, listen, Mark and Louise are in this morning. They're talking to us about Billericay Hour. They're in from Heybridge Creative. That's where they are. Very creative, very clever, kind of out-the-box thinking guys, but they can think inside the box as well. And you're over. You've got a new office. I've just remembered. You've got a new office, haven't you?
Not new. We've been there the whole time.
Long time there.
Hang on a minute. So I've got confused with something. What was the whole... Do you know what? I've obviously thought myself...
We've had a little bit of a name change recently.
Yeah,
we've updated ourselves and to push forward, but...
Okay.
No, we've been in the same building for...
I could have sworn you
15
moved.
15 years or something like that.
Okay, I've obviously made that up. Just, I don't know where that came from. I really don't. I thought you'd moved, so it must be the name change.
Yeah, we're the same company, just...
Tweak of the name.
A little tweak.
Bit of an
update.
All right, fair enough. Don't know why I got that. I don't know where it came from. I won't apologise. I'm so sorry. I'm an idiot. I can't help it.
Scare everyone off now. They don't even know we're there anymore.
No. You're in the same building. You're in the same building. You're in the same. Well, I tell you what. They can come and find you at your event. See what I did there?
Yeah, that's
see what
nice.
I did
that's
there? Nice. No one over noticed it. Look, you've got this thing, Billericay Hour, which is this afternoon from 4 o'clock. If you're on Twitter, you can make sure you are using hashtag Billericay Hour this afternoon from 4 o'clock, and you'll learn a little bit about local businesses and find out what's going on. You may even find yourself a little deal, a little bargain from one of them. So there you go. But more importantly, there is an event come off the back of this, and it is on.
It is on Tuesday the 18th of March, so next Tuesday.
So next week?
It is, yeah.
And it is at?
It is at the Birsted Golf Club.
Birsted Golf Club?
Yeah.
And it starts at?
4 till 6 p.m.
I'm
doing the thing I said I wasn't going to do. But no, it's like finishing each other's sentences. I'll edit it down so it sounds smoother before it goes out. It's fine. Next Tuesday then. You're going to the Birsted Golf Club to kind of host this open door, open event kind of thing where people can just come along,
open to
show off what they do as a local business to other local businesses and anyone who kind of wants to float in and have a look.
Everyone's welcome.
We're trying to be not as formal as others, so a bit more casual, a bit more fun. People can have just general chat. Yeah.
Because I remember hearing two words earlier that really caught my attention: free beer. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, correct me if I'm wrong, but did I not hear free beer?
You did hear free beer.
There we go. You don't need any more excuses.
You hear the crowds rushing to the bus stop.
They're literally running there now. Next Tuesday, then, free beer. Anything else other than that, or should we just leave it a free beer?
Is there anything else worth mentioning now?
Of course there is. It's comedy.
No, I'm just
you've
joking.
Got some comedy.
Yeah, we've
got
some live comedy from the Laughing Pod. We've got three comedy acts coming down.
Excellent.
So that'll be about half an hour set.
Cool.
We've also got some mini manicures and shoulder and neck massages.
Do you know what a mini manicure is? I'm looking at Mark as if to say, I don't know.
Check them out.
A mini manicure. Does that mean you have to have small hands? So if you've got really big hands, can you not have a mini manicure?
It's basically just like a quick polish, basically.
I assume there was something else to it other than just being a small one. Rather than half a nail. Get half a nail done.
It's a new trend, didn't you know?
Is it a new trend? See, I'm not cool. I'm not down with the kids. I don't get these things, you know? And I'm not a girl, so I don't have manicures done, to be honest with you. Sorry, I distracted you then. So manicures as well. There's little mini manicures going on as well.
And shoulder and neck massages. So you can calm and unwind, have a beer, have a shoulder massage,
have a laugh,
and find out
what's going on as well. I mean, I guess, you know, it's as you say, it's a very different event. You've been to a few others and you thought, how can we do this differently? And that's what you've got.
Yeah, we've kind of been a bit put off by the kind of more formal networking events, haven't we, really?
Too corporate.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there is that change in advertising, isn't there? At the moment, worldwide, I'm talking everywhere, where people, it's less slit bang now, it's more, you know what? If you want to, it's kind of matter of fact.
Yeah, it's kind of more casual. Yeah,
you know, I'm sure there are people who are, you know, social media kind of worms and they live on there and such. Because I'm one of them. I live on Twitter.
I was going to say that's my job.
I live on Twitter. No, I love Twitter. I think it's brilliant. And they've all seen the poster, the Jaguar used cars. Have you seen it? You've not seen it. I'll have to show you. I can't share it with you. I can. It's not that rude, but it's a little saucy. It's a little bit of a saucy one.
Okay.
It's got a rather attractive lady in wearing just a shirt and high heels, and it's got on the. It's the slogan is, you know, you're not the first, but do you really mind? I'm just saying, it's Jaguar's used car advert, but it's less like buy our cars, even if they're old, they're still good. It's more clever. Just kind of like he's very, very clever. Like Durex, here's another one, right? Durex, they put an advert. Okay. No. Durex put an advert in the papers on Valentine's Day. They've done it for the last couple of years. I've noticed this, and it's Happy Valentine's Day to our competitors.
Oh, nice.
Which is very clever. It's very clever. Think about it. It's genius.
They're the best campaign,
and it's less aggressive. And I think that's the point. That's my point is that it's kind of less aggressive, less formal, more come and have a look. If you find something, then great, talk to us and we'll tell you more about it.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what next Tuesday is all about. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
Open door, no pressure, come along, enjoy it. It's going to be a great afternoon / evening. Yeah. Where does the afternoon start, end and the evening finish, out of interest?
4 to 6 p.m.
Your opinion, opinion. From the afternoon, evening, when does it become evening? Is it 5 o'clock in the afternoon or is it 5 o'clock in the evening?
5 o'clock in the evening.
Five is afternoon, I think.
So 4:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
4:45 in the afternoon? 5 to 5 in the afternoon? It's a maths test. They didn't think they were going to get a maths test this morning, but they are. Sorry, I didn't mean to like bombard you that. I just wondered if it was a decision. But 4 till 6, that's the important part.
That's the important part, definitely.
4 till 6, next Tuesday, which is also obviously during the Billericay Hour, which is quite nice. The way you've done it, you've tied it into the fact that, you know, if you go and you're on Twitter, tweet that you're there with hashtag, you know, Billericay Hour, and share some of the things you find and see.
Everyone will be standing around on their phones tweeting about their businesses.
Yeah. Come and stand in the same room as loads of other people, then don't talk to them, but tweet them. Yeah.
That's the plan, that's what we hope for.
Oh dear. The thing is, that actually happens, doesn't it?
In pubs
and things. Should we go to the pub? Just go to the pub. And then you stand there in the pub and text each other across the bar. Do you want a drink? Yeah, I'll have a drink. What do you want? I don't know, anything you like. Pint, give me a pint. What do you want? Oh, just come down this end of the bar, would you? It's all by text, by the way. It's all text. Instead of just talking. It's weird, though, isn't it? It's weird,
strange,
the conversation
and
social just things just... No one talks to each other anymore.
I know.
That's why it's nice that you guys are coming this morning to talk to me. Thank you.
For being brave, actually talking face to face.
Yeah, you've braved it.
Rather than tweeting.
So next Tuesday, you could do exactly the same thing at the Bursted Golf Club from 4 o'clock.
Take a step out of our book.
There we go, you see, there you go. Right, guys, can you stick around for a little bit? You got to rush off at all?
Yeah, we can.
Cool. Take a selfie. He's done a selfie.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, I love it. That is going to get more retweets than the Oscars one.
Let's go on Twitter.
Guarantee it. Guarantee it. That's got 4 million retweets written all over it, that is. Oh, dearie me, what's happened to my mind? Tuesday morning, it's 9:35. We've got Mark and Louise in from Heybridge Creative talking to us about Billericay Hour. We'll chat to them a little bit more in just a moment's time after he's finished taking... You finished taking selfies?
I'm done.
You done now? Yeah, okay, good. Oh, dearie me. This is what happens, you see. Don't feed this man water, all right? It's just, it's like, I don't know, giving Smarties to a child. How's the water, Mark? Is it all right?
It's lovely, thanks.
It's lovely, is it? Yeah. Poured a good glass of water there.
Yeah.
How's the tea?
Perfect.
Black tea for you, no sugar?
Yeah,
right.
No sugar,
good.
No milk.
You'll go on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show tea list. Because every office has got a tea list, hasn't it? You got a tea list? You must have a tea list in your office.
Not many people drink tea.
No, I don't know how to drink.
Oh, we're not all 21st century people drinking lattes and cappuccinos, are we?
I'm a bit of a weirdo drinking green tea, but...
Green tea's okay, it's all right. It's just good. It's the antioxidants. The antioxidants and clear your skin and things like that.
That's the hope.
Exactly. Listen, I've got a random question for you. It's actually not a random question at all, to be honest with you. It's Michelle's question of the day when she's up after 10 o'clock. She wants to know, do you believe in fate? Do you believe in fate?
Definitely.
Oh, there's a couple of there was no hesitation then. No hesitation. I kind of do as well. I think there's definitely a balance. There's a universal balance. I think good. You do a good deed, you get good. I like getting in traffic. You let someone out. I think you end up, you actually get to the destination as quick as if you hadn't.
Yeah,
if not quicker. I don't know. I think there's a balance.
Yeah, I just think everything happens for a reason and things tend to work out for the best, I always think.
Who'd have thought?
Right place at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who'd have thought the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show would have been thought-provoking? Well, let's bring that down a notch, shall we? Why shouldn't you play poker with a plumber? Well, because a good flush beats a full house every time. So if you've been wondering for the past, I don't know, half an hour or so, what earth cows and the Billericay Hour have in common, let's find out. Just to clarify, there are going to be no cows as such in Bursted Golf Club.
Definitely not a farm yard event.
It's not a farm. It's not necessarily something for... Although, if you're a local farmer, of course,
you'd
be more than welcome to, come along and talk about your farm and things, but probably bringing a cow is a bit far. The reason that cows came up is because apparently, I have no evidence of this, I've not actually been out and smelt the car, but apparently, I know that sounds weird, I know it does, but bear with it, okay? Apparently your car, Lou, smells like milk. Do you want to explain this just quickly? I'll string it out and go on about it for the next 12 minutes until 10 o'clock if you want, but we can brush over it if you want.
Brushing over it would be quite good. Basically, I had a faulty milk bottle.
A faulty milk bottle.
Yeah, and it leaked all over my boot, so my car's smelling pretty good right now.
Smelling pretty funky.
Someone from Billericay Hour helped you out.
Yeah, someone from Billericay Hour.
If that isn't the best advert going for it, then I don't think there is anything better. Listen, so you've come in from Heybridge Creative, guys. Mark and Louise are in this morning. Both very, very creative, kind of clever guys, do marketing, helping sort of digital expansion and things like that. What else do you kind of do, part of your day job?
The company covers everything from print to web, obviously, social media management.
We do app design as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So if you want app design,
we do cover everything. So anyone's business, we can help them out with anything
help them
they want.
Some bits and pieces.
And obviously, people can check out our website and see what other people's work we've been doing. So yeah. See what we can come up with.
We've worked with a lot of like local businesses and charities and quite a few.
Which is good. And I guess and that is sort of why. You know, maybe it's a little bit of self-promotion, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, the Billericay Hour was about bringing yourself close to everyone else in Billericay, but also bringing them close to each other.
Yeah,
and tying
a good
it all
way
in.
For, like, us to meet other businesses, but as well, yeah, we're kind of bringing them together as well.
One of these people that I'm talking to this morning has amazing hair, and he won't be there next week, which I thought I'd just drop in there and give him a little dig in the ribs for doing. But
thanks for that.
That's fine, yeah. It's fine. No, you are excused. It's not a problem. You have been busy, hard at work, organising the whole thing with Louise, so it's okay. We will let you go skiing.
Thanks.
Break a leg. that's what they say, isn't it? What they say on the stage, they say break a leg is apparently good luck. I'm just saying. Although if you get any good, you're going to the next Winter Olympics. I understand.
That would be pretty.
That'd
awesome.
Be pretty special, isn't it? Be pretty special, wouldn't it?
Yes,
that would be pretty special.
It's the next stage in our marketing plan.
Next,
get Mark on the Winter Olympics.
Get Mark doing the downhill ski, or are you going to do ski downhill ski, or are you more of a bobsleigh man?
I'd probably go in the freestyle events.
Freestyle.
Yeah, it's just cooler, isn't it?
He's more of a freestyle kind of guy. Just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I'll do whatever, you know, just see how I roll. Next Tuesday, right, 4 o'clock, Bursted Golf Club is where it's all happening. Every Tuesday from 4 till 5, online, Twitter, hashtag Billericay Hour. That's the thing that's kind of driven this whole event. And next Tuesday from 4 o'clock at Bursted Golf Club for a couple of hours, come along, enjoy a little free beer, maybe a little head massage, a bit of shoulder rub, a stressful Monday and Tuesday, oh, stress. Come down, chill out, have a beer, have a massage, have a, you know, a bit of comedy, and then and networking.
Network, yeah, meet everyone in Billericay.
I think networking is a rubbish word. I think it makes it sound very formal.
I don't want to call it a networking event because it's not. I don't know what it is. It's like a happy hour.
I like it. It's a happy hour that they're doing for 2 hours because they're so happy they couldn't fit enough happiness into an hour. That is why it's two.
We're so, like the Pharrell Williams of Essex.
Nice. Please don't sue us, Pharrell. Please don't sue us. I like your hat. You can have one of mine if you've lost your one. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Enjoy skiing.
Thank you very much. All right,
and maybe, guys, come in another time. You know, if this goes well, I'm sure it will. I'm not saying, you know, any question whatsoever that it's going to be a great success. And I'm no doubt that you'll do more events off the back of this.
We've already something's in the motion, and we might do a barbecue thing at our company in the summer. Yeah. So.
Can I suggest something for it? Can I just throw a little suggestion your way?
I don't know.
I don't know if we're prepared for this.
Bouncy castle. Everyone loves a bouncy castle.
You wouldn't get me off it. That would be the problem.
Could that be a problem? Is that a problem, really?
Can everyone, you bounce too much?
Everyone loves bouncy castles and barbecue. It's a double whammy. It's a double whammy. You can have that one. That's free. Listen, Billericay Hour is this afternoon on Twitter. Hashtag Billericay Hour. 4 o'clock till 5. Talk with the people that live and work in your local area and get to know a few of them, yeah? They're all rather lovely people. Especially these two. And they didn't drink too much of my tea either, so I like them. Thank you, guys.